next and now a mournful shadow lingers. The ghost of Patrick dreams, he kisses Sophie's veiled fingers. But all that Bella Dayer left for Scottish lover now bereft are gloves of love's remembrance and the ice of Prussian winters. A young man leaves his books behind to find a gleaming palace. He wins a precious heart, but his is crushed by Frederick's malice. Empty-handed he returns, but deep inside his passion burns. And so he builds his hope, and then his darling Sophie's fortress. Horses heave the stones and timber up the hill. The columns rise and Patrick dreams of Sophie still. The Roman grandeur fit for queen, a view of tranquil river scene. For only Bella Dayer is his tender. Stands forlorn, a figure with no bride. The house that never hailed its mistress mourns the day she died. Grieving, and so the house for Bella Dayer hosts a man who doesn't care. Abandoned bower that never found its parted lover's meaning. Two centuries go by, and in his lonely nest, the clothes he wore with Sophie are discovered in a chest. In the costume of a knight, he danced and held his princess tight, never knowing that those Prussian days would be by far the best. In the empty halls of Paxton now, a mournful shadow lingers. The ghost of Patrick dreams, he kisses Sophie's veiled fingers. But all that Bella Dayer left for Scottish lover now bereft are gloves of love's remembrance and the ice of Prussian winters.